Oh, I had a thought. I was thinking, just as right before, I know we have to get callers, but I was thinking, I wanted to ask you, when you were growing up, who the people in show business or whatever or wherever that inspired you?
Oh, are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were back on.
I was just thinking, like, I've never really talked to you about early your like inspiration about stuff.
Let's see, I'm 28, so I really loved Jennifer Aniston, Regina Hall. Ferris.
That was a nice Anna little Ferris. Dig there. Hall.
Regina Hall. No, I think I loved Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
I loved Meryl Streep. I loved Sally Field.
The sitcoms, though? Did you watch any sitcoms?
I loved Three's Company. I loved Three's Company.
Did you watch Three's Company?
Something about the opening, that thing where they're on like the golf cart.
There's a knock on your door.
They're going through the zoo.
I found something about it fundamentally depressing.
One of my
favorite
shows of all time.
Really?
It's a really good show.
You just wanted to live with two women.
I loved Chrissy.
Well, who didn't love Chrissy? You'd be a good Chrissy.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you stereotyping me?
Yeah. You know why? Chrissy was really sexy. But the thing with Suzanne Summers is that she's so smart in real life. It's just crazy that she could. She was excellent.
But don't you think you and I have played ridiculous characters before and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But it goes back to sort of that old adage. Like, I like to think that, you know, it takes thoughtfulness to play somebody.
Oh, that's
stupid
why she's so
or
good.
Insane.
That's
yeah.
I know you realize how good she was because you realize she's really smart. So that's a full-on character.
It's hard to not to try to dismiss vanity.
In that
process. It's like, I mean, okay, I guess the world's gonna assume that I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh no, she was.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, and she was really pretty. Mm-hmm. So I did. Let's see. I loved that. Was as good.
I was Golden Girls.
I loved Golden Girls.
Isn't that our job?
Isn't that what we're retiring to?
That's right.
We're supposed to retire to Golden Girls.
We were going to pitch a show. Mm-hmm. Regina and I were going to remake Golden Girls. Live on a yacht, though, in southern Florida. I think Florida is still kind of great. Maybe the Keys. Maybe things get loopy.
I like it.
Maybe we're like rusty, weird. Like,
I would love that.
Let's say you were.
I could get us a nice gray wig.
Famous musician.
From what you said earlier.
From the 70s. You were huge in the 70s.
Oh my gosh. Like Donna Summer?
And and you've got like, you know, whatever, like your sort of like whole thing, and you play guitar or whatever, and you smoke a lot of weed or, and oh God, that means I have to be the fucking straight guy.
No, 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 you don't.
I don't?
No.
Can I be the whore?
You're the rebellious lesbian who now just discovered men with girth. And so we can't stop you.
I just fuck all over the Keys.
Yes.
You know what? Instead of Golden Curls, we'll call it key fucking.
Yes. Yes. That's,
we'll sell it to all the major networks.
No.
It's gonna be a bidding
war.
No,
it can't be too obvious. It's got to be called the Golden Keys. Golden Keys.
And that'll play into, you know what? You're not a guitar player. You're a piano player.
Yes. Yes.
You have a piano made out of gold as well.
Yes. It's a double entendre. Yes, that's us.
We did it. We figured out retirement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear listeners, can you wait for the golden keys?
We're anxious to get old. I bet you are too. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Right. Yachting in the Keys.
I've never seen seniors do this.
Wow. What should your name be?
Oh.
You're like a hippie, so.
I think my name is Betty. Betty Flower.
Okay. Flower. Betty. Flower. Betty Why Flower. Can't I keep my pussy closed?
Why should you?
Betty? I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Will you play me a tune?
Sure.
On your golden keys.
Keep that pussy open.
Wait, what's your name? I thought you were better than that.
What's your name?
Babe, Flowers, you know my... what is my name?
What's your name?
Cavern.
Keep that cavern open. Pussy cavern. Do you hear the piano?
Yeah.
The Liberace? Because that was in our day.
Do you know that just slapping on the keys doesn't mean you can play?
I'm simulating a wild night for you.
That's kind of avant-garde. That's cool. Hey, Flowers, I'm crashing. I'm taking top bunk this time.
All right, Cavern, I'll see you in the morning. Or are you staying home?
Ooh.
Are you on a prowl tonight?
But I like the idea that we're the audience when they go, ooh, after a big burn.
That we're our own thing and our own laugh track. I want that. I want us to do our own reactions.
Wait, can I see an example?
Yeah.
Just do a scene, but then do your own reactions during the scene.
Let's you and I pretend to kiss.
Okay.
We're like finding
each
love.
Other?
Yeah, we're finding love for the first time.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. I'll do the so it's the same sound.
Okay.
Because
we get that on when we do our show all the time.
Okay.
Okay. I never thought this would happen.
Me neither. That's the best.
This is working.
I feel like as you're saying that, you're thinking, this is not working.
Let's do a funny joke and then be our laugh track.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do a not very funny joke.
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Hey, Flowers.
Yeah, Cavern?
What'd you think about them roses?
But keep going, though. Do another joke. Keep going.
Flowers?
Yeah, Cavern?
Not carnations.
Cavern?
Yeah, Flo?
What about those rams?
Rams? What are we? We're living on an island, not Colorado.
I meant the football team.
This is a fucked up dark place.
I'm like riveted right now. I want to see where this goes.
I really was talking about the Rams.
You were talking about the football team, the Rams.
Yes.
And she thought you were talking about actual Rams.
Which is why it's a funny joke. Because I was talking about the Rams because they just came back to L.A.
Yes, I
you know
got
what?
That.
There might be something kind of brilliant about two, not in this, not what we just did, but the idea of exploring two people who constantly think they're talking about two completely different things.
All the time. All the time. Like
just two old ladies.
I like that.
That are just.
Like two ships sailing.
Yeah.
Is it?
That it would be really funny.
They do their own reactions.
Yeah, and they're just constantly
the
like
reaction.
Having their conversations.
Ooh.
They think they're having them to each other, but they're really just having them to themselves.
Have you ever seen Good Times?
No.
They had the most extreme reactions. Did you ever see Good Times? They always had like a great moment that was shadowed by tragedy. And they never, and then at the end, it'd always be like, and then there'd be some extreme reaction from the cast, and then. You'd
like somebody died or like...
Oh, yeah. When James
really?
Died. Damn, damn, damn. And then it was like... like kind of a spiritual.
And kind of so beautiful, right? Or did it feel false in the moment?
No, it didn't
no,
feel
No, because it worked. Because people loved that
Well, we
show.
Didn't know a lot better. We didn't know. But, you know, you didn't know. You know, televisions evolved, so... I mean, every time they had a chance to make money, something would happen. She married a really football player that had the best contract, and they were going to be rich and get out the project.
Don't tell me he got injured. Do not tell me he got injured.
He got injured walking down the aisle. JJ was taking a picture of them leaving the chapel, and he tripped on JJ's knee, and then he moved into the projects with them. So now there was one more.
That's the worst thing ever.
And then they were about to be rich because Florida got offered it.
Wait, is the storyline that they're always sort of somehow about to be rich and then something horrible
happens? Yes. They're always about to get out of the projects and then they never do.
That's so frustrating and annoying and I would be so sad.
And it's called Good Times because they always make...
Hey, Mom, I was offered this scholarship. It's an academic scholarship. Oh, wait.
The paperwork burned. No, in one, they wanted her to be the spokesperson for cough syrup, and it was really big.
This is so sad.
Right? It was really big, and she was doing it. And then somehow her youngest son, older than Jack but still young, got the cough syrup and drank it, and he was drunk. And morally, she couldn't sell a cough syrup that she knew was nothing but liquor. So they stayed poor again.
But wait a minute. Back this up for us.
What?
I don't have a moral problem with this.
That was the thing. She was so moral.
Oh, that's a tough role to play, isn't it? As women, we sort of get saddled with a lot of that.
Well, she had a husband that was really hardworking, but he died.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And then she met a new man.
He probably promised to get them out of the project, and he almost did.
And then she met a new man who was really good to her, and he had cancer. Oh. And he died too.
Wait, which one was Jimmy Walker?
Jimmy Walker was her son there was one episode where he found this girl who could really sing, but she really couldn't. It was like a white girl.
And then she died?
It was a white girl. He took her to a comedy club that he worked so hard to get her to perform in, like the biggest. And then there was a manager who was bigger than him. And he said, if you don't, and when she was on stage singing the bad song, he said, listen, if you don't sign her over to me, I'm going to make sure her career is ruined and she'll never sing. And JJ liked her so much that
He said okay.
Oh.
I'll give her to you.
And then he told her.
Oh my God.
She was like, come on, JJ. And the guy's like, I want to sign you. And she's like, no, I'm with JJ. And he said, no, listen, you work with him. And then he made up some excuse and then he lost his act. So they were poor again.
This is the worst show ever.
And then Thelma almost married this really rich African prince, but she found out he had 5 other wives and that she would be like number 6.
No.
Oh my God. So she couldn't go through with the wedding. Well, that's what it was, episode after episode.
So Jimmy Walker's the one that said
dynamite.
So why did he say that? When would he say that?
Whenever something good would happen.
But so, nothing good seems to happen.
Well, like in the episode sometimes.
Early on, he gets to say it like in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, he gets it the first half. When things look good. Because remember, everything looks good. And then by the end of the episode, it's the tragedy. Like when Florida was about to get married and she was waiting for the fiance and he never called, and she went to the bar to look for him and she found out he had cancer. There was another one where JJ had taken out a loan or something to do something good and the loan sharks were about to beat him. And so the money that I think they had made, they had to pay to the loan sharks.
This is so, so, so awful.
And then there was one where Wilona... met this little girl and she liked her and it was Janet Jackson. She adopted her, but she found out Janet was getting burned. Her name was Penny. Her mother was burning her with an iron.
Oh my God.
As Penny. Janet Jackson as Penny on Good Times.
Well, she was probably pretty naughty.
Like, she must have been a little kid, right?
She was a little kid.
This is horrible.
No, she wasn't naughty. Her mother was abusive.
This is terrifying.
JJ fell madly in love. He fell madly in love and he ran away. He got married and he ran away with his bride, played by Debbie Allen. And then on the honeymoon, he found out, because she was taking too long in the bathroom, that she was a heroin addict.
What is this show? This is a comedy?
Dear listeners, this whole conversation got started because I asked Regina about her early inspirations.
And we are now
going through season by season the tragedies on Good Times. Which turns out not so many good times. Fewer good times.
Bad times.
Little more bad times.
Bad times.
And that's dynamite.
We're gonna call Carolyn right now.
Hello.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you? It's Sim.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. That was Anna right there.
Oh, hi.
And Regina Hall is here as well.
Oh, hi.
No, you can't see her. This is audio. I just needed to push the thing.
I was looking for her, and I was thinking, all I see is a phone.
Do you pronounce it Caroline or Carolyn?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn. We've got Regina Hall, one of my dearest friends, who was in all the scary movies. Yes. I love her too, except for Five. We were too old. Sorry, don't mean to throw you under the bus.
And you notice that Five doesn't work without us.
Yeah, listen, we're going to pat ourselves on the back.
I think I would have taken us at any age.
My chest is getting bigger.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Teitelbaum.
But, tell us what's going on.
Yes. So I recently started dating someone who's a friend of mine. So we met about a year ago, and we've been friends for a very long time. We have a really close friend group because we all studied abroad together. And
Where?
We studied in London.
Oh, amazing. Sorry.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was incredible, and it brought us
Did you learn the language?
Close together. Recently, up until this past June, I was seeing someone else, and so... So we were always just strictly friends, but we finally, I broke up with that person. And then now, we've been flirting ever since, and we recently started dating, but, so that's going super well, but all my friends are kind of acting weird about it. And it's like, they want to know everything that's going on, and they kind of, ask kind of intrusive questions and kind of just act really, really strange. And so, it's getting really annoying because I just want to, you know, be with this person and give it the chance that it deserves. But my friends are just having a really hard time with it and just getting kind of crazy.
But that's so baffling to me. Why? Like, what
these are mostly guy friends. Right?
Yes. Yes. Most of them are guy friends. It's a handful of guys and then one other girl and myself in our friend group. And like one in particular is really, really concerned that the guy I'm dating is going to hurt me and also really concerned that we're going to, like, the whole dynamic of our friend group is going to change.
Does that guy like you?
Ask all these questions.
Does that guy like you?
Not that I know of. He has a girlfriend, and so he shouldn't like me.
But you think he might like you, right? You told me this earlier today. There's a chance.
Yeah, there have been rumors or rumblings that some of the guys thought that he had a thing for me, but he's had a long-term girlfriend for a really long time, so
he's miserable.
I just kind of put those thoughts away and just assume that we're strictly friends.
No,
he wants you. He wants you. He wants you.
Yeah.
Well, if you say so.
No, and you probably feel that on some level that you don't necessarily want to acknowledge because you want this person maybe to be in your life as your friend.
Oh yeah.
So now let me ask you this though: how does your boyfriend feel about your guy friends?
See, that's the thing. I think he's a lot more comfortable with them. Like, he gets kind of annoyed by it all, I think he's a lot more comfortable sharing things with them about our relationship than I am. Like, for example, like I don't really talk to share a lot about like intimate like details of my relationship, especially with more like sexual things, and like that to me is between me and the person I'm dating.
Okay.
And, like,
well,
I know
you've got to end that, honey. You've got to end this relationship right away.
Wait, what?
Oh,
red flag. Oh no.
Wait, really?
Yes, men are not supposed to share any sexual things. What is he sharing?
Oh yeah.
See,
that's a good question.
I always thought that it's just kind of a guy thing to, you know, like talk to your guys about, you know, that kind of stuff. But I don't want him to feel like I'm ashamed of him. I don't want him to tell him like he can't share what he wants to with his friends. But it's just because any guy that I've dated before could have done that. I just didn't know it. But I like it's just weirder because they're my friends too, and
wait a minute. Okay, now there's a flip thing here happening in my brain.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. So, So your boyfriend is telling your guy friends things about your love life and your body.
Yeah, one of my girlfriend, like, she saw a text that had been happening between one of my guy friends and the guy I'm dating, and like the one guy asked him like, so like how far have you gotten, like that kind of thing, and he was very honest about it, and that kind of made me uncomfortable.
Well, what did he say? Just tell
me
how he worded
it. Did he say like bases?
Well, he's like, well, like we didn't have sex, but we were very close, and like, was he next a little time more, it's gonna happen, and that kind of thing.
You don't have to tell us how crude he got, but was he
scale
more crude
of 1 to 10.
Than that?
Scale of 1 to 10, how was the crudeness?
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
Oh, no, but okay, so he's saying you learned that he was saying something like next time it's going to happen, but was there anything really crude also in this text? Like, you know,
he didn't say
tits
anything
are awesome,
like,
or whatever, I jizzed all over him, or I don't know.
No, sorry, Mom.
Good graphic.
She loves it when I say jizz.
It's a good word. It's a good word. You know what it means. It requires you to visualize.
It was nothing like disrespectful towards me or anything. It was just, he basically explained everything that had happened that night. But it was nothing like, he wasn't like, crude.
Okay. And is that the only time?
That's the only time that I know of. But I know that the guys in our group have a very, like, they're very close, and they have a group text that doesn't include myself and the other girl who we hang out with too. And so I know
there's a bunch of guys and a girl involved in group text that you're not involved in?
No,
the girls, so not just the guys.
Oh, okay,
are
okay, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So your gut feeling right now is that these dudes, your boyfriend, your friends, are being a little bit, you know,
overprotective.
Like, well, no. I was gonna say that behaving like, like young men.
You know what
in
I feel?
Their early 20s mm-hmm. do, which
I,
is
I feel
a fucking
like,
annoying.
I feel like you're not on that group text, and maybe the guys who are just your friends are knowing that maybe he's saying something that's not ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But then why would they be friends with him too? I don't know.
Well, they were friends before.
Right.
They were all friends, and then their relationship has transitioned, and maybe they just want her to be careful.
This is so easy, you guys.
Okay.
Well, yes.
You're a guy. Yeah. Tell us.
I can't believe this.
Oh, my gosh.
You missed it?
Look what not having a penis does.
I know.
It makes us miss things.
And who knows if I do or not.
First of all, these are 22-year-old dudes, okay? So they're going to say this stuff about... You know, if a good buddy of mine when I was 22 or 23 said, "Hey, have you slept with her yet?" I'm going to tell him yes or no. I'm not going to
okay,
get into details.
Okay, I get that. That's what
so
I mean.
That's fine.
That's
right?
fine. That's
okay.
absolutely
okay,
fine.
Okay, sure. I mean, I wouldn't do that now, but in my
no,
early
no, no.
20s,
but
I
even
would
now,
that.
It's
but
fine. We're just talking about the. I'm just talking about the description.
The, yes.
But she said it wasn't graphic, so I'm okay
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, I have no problem with
me
that
neither.
At all. Okay. The as far as the group texting, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a bunch of dudes. We're friends. You
yeah, but what about when you dudes get ugly? Like when you're like, oh, whatever, her pussy wasn't shaved or whatever.
How do you know
like,
there's how do you know
well I say
know.
This
like,
I know
apples,
I know a
like
guy
pepperoni slices I have no
I
idea
I know a guy when he's into a girl and it's like his girlfriend, he doesn't talk like that. He takes it down about the details. Now if what she's saying is true, is that all he said is, "I haven't done it yet, but I think next time," that sounds normal to me. Doesn't sound like it was crude, but I'm just saying maybe there's information on the text that you may not be aware of
think,
that the other guys...
I think we're all missing the point here.
What is that?
The text don't mean anything. It's all about the friends. I think it's all about this guy that wants to fuck her.
Right.
You know, I think it's about him
but
right
now. But
she
might want to fuck him.
I don't know
do
about
you,
that.
Do you, Carolyn?
Well, he has a
yeah.
girlfriend.
Oh... So you like the
wow,
guy.
Wow, I wasn't
like
expecting that.
Guy.
I was not
well, like,
expecting that.
No, I mean, like, I like him. Like, I want to, like, I want...
No, not the guy. Are you talking about the guy you're with or the guy... No. We're asking about the guy who's the friend who keeps...
Oh, no.
Okay.
You
oh, my
wanna,
God, no.
So you yes. haven't slept with this guy yet?
No, I mean, not quite.
Not technically. Okay, there's been no penetration.
I think that these dudes, they might be a little jealous... Here's
There's
what it
been
is.
No okay. penetration
of the vagina.
Here's what I'm thinking. These are young, immature men, okay, who just graduated Sentence. From college. Let me finish. And one of these guys, the guy that's into you, he's in a way kind of cock blocking right now. He doesn't want
yeah.
you. He does not want
right.
his buddy to be with you because he wanted to be with
right.
you. Even though he might have a girlfriend, like you said, that doesn't mean he's still not into you.
Right.
This is just all young guy shit. All right. And if this guy treats you well and he's being nice to you and you like him, continue on this relationship, but at a certain
Let
point
me ask
talk
you something.
To your friends and say, "Hey, leave us the fuck alone."
Let me ask you something.
That's just that's
does
just
your,
I,
yeah, does, that's good.
Does your guy know that this other guy is saying these things?
Yeah.
Because they're all, I think
well,
they're
not,
on the I'm, text or something together.
Yeah, but she's not on this text.
No, I know, but he is, like apparently he is
I think I think he said different things to the guy that I'm dating. Like, they've definitely talked about me. Like, he, like, the guy I'm dating asked this guy kind of for advice about dating me before it even started. And I think he kind of, like, warned him. Like, I almost think that he told me, like, he told the guy I'm dating, like, I don't know if it's a good idea. I don't think, like, you can go for it, but this could end really badly.
Yeah, of course,
like,
he said
I think
that.
He kind of, yeah.
It's so obvious to me.
Most of the time, you know, when things end, they end really badly in general. As we learned from Regina Hall with Good Times. Her good times were good.
Good times is a metaphor for life. Love and life.
But here, okay, so here, I think my advice, I guess, is, I mean, as you know, Sim and I talk about this a lot, like the idea of like a heterosexual friendship between a man and a woman is really tricky, very complicated, especially at your age. And usually one party has other motivations with sort of having the friendship in the first place. And it's usually the dude. But
that is true.
I think that, you know, I think, you know, proceed forward with
I think you should tell your guy what the guy is saying so that he knows what to say.
That might be a good test.
Because I think the guy, I think your guy is the key. You got to let that guy
know. That's actually really
right.
good, Regina.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah, because if he's going to be your guy, then that relationship's going
to
be like
he has
really,
to have your back.
He has to have your back.
Exactly.
So he's got to know, and you've got to see what he does. Because then all that group text stuff is going
to
be
But you have to
different.
Do it in a really rational, like calm.
Not emotional.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I learned it from you.
When you were not like Chad, when I was so emotional with Chad earlier.
When you were Chad's girlfriend. Oh, we did a weird improv, Caroline, that probably, I don't know, Chad's going to cut out. But listen, but also know that, I don't know, I know that this sounds like my old ass mantra, which it is, but I think kind of you just protect yourself in this whole thing. Trust and give like your boyfriend, if he is that, the I don't know if courtesy is the right word. It's not the right word, but I guess maybe the gift of entrusting him with this information that you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in a calm, rational way, and just say like, listen, this stung a little bit. I hate the idea of thinking that people are talking about me behind my back like this. I know this information.
And just tell them that you're hearing, and you don't know that this guy's motives are.
Yeah.
You know, be like, I'm not sure, but something strange. Yeah.
And you'll find out like how
Honey,
much he cares
yes,
for
do.
You.
Like the you end
know,
of the Good Times episode.
And if he's only halfway in, even if you continue to see him, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend at all,
at least you'll know.
At exactly. You'll, know. Mm-hmm. You'll be prepared for, your heart will start forming its pearl shell,
there
which
it is
a weird
there it is.
Thing. There it is. I love you, Regina.
There it is. It's true.
Does that help at all?
This is good.
All?
This is really good.
But Sim, you're totally right. Like, dudes are fucking doofuses.
Yeah, especially that age.
Yes.
I was that doofus at that age.
And we don't know what's going on in that group text. That other guy could be saying stuff that's completely not true and exaggerating.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's why you got to be honest with your dude.
Exactly.
Your potential dude.
That's right. And also, you know, a big part of finding love and men at that age can be sort of at their height of ugliness. No offense. In terms of pack mentality and
testosterone.
And so if they're like all like he may have very private and personal feelings towards his like closeness and his love for you on his own, but in a group setting feels the need to maybe, you know, whatever, throw you under the bus or whatever.
Or not protect you like he should.
Yeah, not protect you like he should because he wants to impress his
friends right. or whatever, or like mm-hmm. impress yeah. like the
and maybe he doesn't know that that other one's pack. Got a motive, so he's not, he wants to make sure that he's not too emotional.
He may be completely unaware yeah. of that.
Because right. the guy could be yeah. implying that you're a little loosey-goosey over there right. and he may not want to show how deep his feelings are. You got to get that truth out of him.
Right.
Yeah, and also...
To him, okay. to him.
And
the
so,
truth to
so
him.
Know that like, but like we're all guilty of pack mentality stuff. We've all done it.
I have a dog.
but know that I just want it on your radar. In terms of, and also I want you to demand the best out of your partner mm. and somebody who loves you mm. and mm-hmm. to be like, if you're not going to truly have my back, if I feel like you are making fun of me or even discussing intimate things about who I yeah. am to other people outside of
yeah.
this pact that we
I don't. They
formed.
Don't need to know that you're going to hit it tomorrow. You
no.
need to right. shut that down exactly. right yeah. away and be like, man,
they don't need
come
to know
on,
about
knock
you,
it off.
My UTI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want anyone to know about
no,
my UTI.
No, no. And all the Cipro that you've taken to get rid of
hey,
it and it just won't work.
It won't work. No, but anyway, does that, I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I didn't really think about it in the way that, like, I know. I always figured that guys were most honest with their guy friends, you know. But I think that
the honest and dishonest like, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honest
yeah,
about the
no,
stupid
I mean,
shit and dishonest
that,
about the real shit.
Mm, yeah, it, he might kind
of
want to show
that's
off.
That's the name
a little
of my
more,
autobiography.
But...
that's it. That's it.
Yeah. No, it's true though. It's
oh,
true. It's true
title.
That the
just make sure he has your back, Carolyn.
They
I'll definitely talk to him and
do.
I'll definitely be a little more forgiving of him being a stupid 22-year-old. But
well,
hopefully
no,
he'll grow
don't
out of that.
Do that. No, just, no, no,
just,
no. Don't
just
don't be
what
more
you
forgiving
do is,
of him. He is
what
going
you do
to have
is,
a long
if he's
journey.
A dumb
of...
22-year-old, what you're going to do is you're
okay.
going to give him the opportunity to be a mature one.
Yeah.
Before you kick, before you say goodbye, you're going to give him this lesson and this warning, and then you're going to see how he proceeds from there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like that better. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know, but really like
before he gets vagina.
That's right. And I, you know, I think I talk a lot about this like corny stuff, but the idea of like really gauge how he's making you feel and on mm-hmm. a percentage level. And if he's making you feel good 60 to 70% of the time, I mean, that's not ideal, but that's okay. That's in the range, like
it's over
realm
51.
Of acceptability.
Yeah.
If he's making you feel bad about yourself, about like, if you just feel bad, you know, like
unsure,
manipulative
awkward.
People are good at, you can't really peg them on like something, you know what I'm saying? Like something like a direct thing. It's just suddenly you feel just bad about yourself. Yeah. And mm-hmm. when you're watching Real Housewives or whatever I'm doing,
no.
But anyway, so really like clock that stuff. And if he's making
okay.
you not feel great about yourself, fucking ditch him. Group text, mm-hmm. no group text, guy friends, whatever, all aside. This is about you and him and
it's
how
true.
He makes you feel. And same thing actually with your friends as well, you know? You're entering like the crazy growth decade right now. And a lot of these people that you're talking about right now won't be a part of your life.
Mm. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
10 years.
Yep.
Okay, we love you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Carolyn.
Bye, Carolyn.
Good
times. Thank you so much for your help. It was so lovely to talk to you
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Did I sound... I feel like I sounded like I was... being like play acting a pretentious therapist in a movie.
No, she sounded like she appreciated.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Those 20s when you don't have a lot of sense are rough.
Oh my God. My 20s.
Yeah.
I was just a mess.
Yeah, so she needed that.
Guys are cruel at
that
age.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You need to hear that.
She'll be okay, but you need to experience this stuff.
No,
you do.
You do. It's a part of,
if you
no,
don't,
it's the
it's
lessons.
True.
It's like going to high school.
Completely. Yeah.
She's
right.
in algebra.
We're calling Jen. Jen is in New Jersey. It's late over there. She's 33.
Wake up, Jen.
Take me back to Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen. It's Sim, and Anna is here as well.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for staying up so late.
I know. It's late in New Jersey. Regina Hall is here.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Her movie is in theaters right now. It's called When the Bow Breaks, and it's doing really well.
And it's awesome.
Thank you.
And we
want to go see it.
You should go see. We actually saw it together about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good.
2 hours
a lot of fun.
I talk too much, though. I was nervous. I was nervous for your character, Regina.
I know.
I was scared, but I also knew deep in my heart that you were going to kick some fucking ass.
Well, you didn't, actually. You had it backwards.
Well, I didn't, but I knew.
But I like that you knew that you knew.
I know that you... You did. Of course,
you
listen. You've
She sees and feels the badass in me.
That's right. Well, I've witnessed it.
Yes, you have. Firsthand.
So, Jen, the subject of your email to us is drunk sister-in-law. So tell us why she's bothering you.
Okay.
I love this title.
So,
I know, me too.
I'm getting married next June.
Congratulations.
My maid of honor had suggested doing a vineyard tour for my bachelorette party. So, of course, I said yes. I would love to do it. It's something I've always wanted to do. And then I thought about it and I realized that my fiance's brother's wife is a recovering alcoholic.
Mm.
Except for the fact that she still to this day refuses to admit that it's even a problem.
So is she recovering?
She's not recovering.
Is she recovering or just an alcoholic?
Well, we thought she was recovering until we all flew down to the Caribbean this past July for her destination wedding, and she was wasted the entire time from
she's an
morning to night. And she admitted to me that she would run to the bar, take 9 shots, and then run back to wherever we were.
But wait, so was she pretending to be sober while not? Like claiming like, I'm in recovery, like, you know what I mean? Like, what was her story during this wedding?
Like, was she sloppy the entire time?
Oh, yeah. It was embarrassing.
So everybody, but would she loudly, because I know people who will loudly proclaim, I've been sober for 2 years, when clearly they're not. I don't know if that's like your sister-in-law. I don't know.
Well, up until this time, I personally hadn't noticed it. I heard stories. About her,
she's a legend,
getting drunk and saying stupid stuff and whatever, but I saw it with my own eyes this time. I mean, she was falling down, crying, falling all
You've
over the place.
You've gotten me at the
people.
Right day. You've gotten me the right day. I'm going to tell you why. I was just home. Was it Thursday or Friday? And I watched a 2020 with Ann Vargas. Did anyone see that?
Friday.
Thank you. It was Friday. And Ann Vargas.
She has amazing story, yes.
Yeah, she had an amazing story of being an alcoholic and the and what they do and the denial and the stories. And she went to recovery and came back home and was like, you know what, I'll be fine. And she was going back and forth and she really talked about women and alcoholism and how much it's a disease. And the truth is, you have to tell her that you love her. And you're going to have a bachelor party, but that you don't think that wine tasting thing is the right space for her, but you want her to partake in other things. And you guys got to really, really support her getting into recovery, because she really has a disease and it's very difficult. And one thing that Ann Vargas said is whenever she talked to someone that had deep compassion and didn't make her feel ashamed, which would be other recovering alcoholics, true recovering, that would be when she would actually be willing to confront it more. When someone just would matter-of-factly say, okay, and not. So maybe you guys got to figure out. But she can't come to the thing, honey.
Well, and you know what? I don't want you to change your plans.
No.
Because you should have, mm-hmm. This is your thing. This is all about you. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who's planning her wedding right now, and we were talking about how in weddings, it's a joyous time, but also people reveal their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Regina's revealing her hand to me, and it is beautiful. The other one is too. But the idea that if somebody is going to bring drama, and most of the time it's very subconscious, you know, they're going to figure out whatever, however their feelings will be hurt or
she
whatever.
Can't come.
But Regina's right. Honesty, tell her straight up, listen, I don't want you to feel not included, but I want to do this wine tasting and you can't come. And I love you and I want to support you and I'm there for you.
Can they do something else together?
Yeah.
Like do something else together. You know, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking like do something fun with just me and her, but yes. Then, you know, I feel like anyway, she may take it a certain way and, you know, I just have to let her work that out on her own maybe. Yes. And,
well, she's going to, and that's a perfect time for you when she says that. Why can't I come to say, you know what, babe, I got to tell you, I love you, but you drink too much and it's okay. But, you know, until you get help, I can't, you don't want to support that. So, you know, you just have to tell her this weekend is about you, but you want to do something great with her. You know what? You can tell her, you know, she's recovering and that you don't want her in that kind of tempting place.
Ooh, that's good.
I don't take Anna to the crack dens anymore.
Oh, but you know how much I love crack.
I know. That's why I don't take you. That's why I don't take you.
What if I told you that I love your crack?
I know that already. I know that already. You've shown that a lot of times. But but see, we don't want to talk about us. We digress. Go ahead, Anna.
But, okay, we didn't really actually let you talk very much. Are you, is this going to hurt anybody else's feelings if you tell her this?
I don't think, I mean, as it stands right now, after the debacle in the Caribbean, everybody's kind of, not turned, but they really just don't want any part of any of this and any of her, you know, excuses or whatever. And not to sound heartless, but none of us can help her unless she's going to help herself.
Can I ask you, what does your fiance and your fiance's brother think of this?
My fiance has pretty much written her off. You know, he'll be cordial to her, but he's kind of like, you do whatever you want to do. And, you know, you can't let her, you know, ruin your time.
This is good. And it's not going to affect their marriage. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Her husband pretty much just ignores it and basically feels like he has to, you know, just live with it. So it's a tough situation and, you know, whatever, but at the same time, you know, I can't put myself in that situation to, you know, be hurt or whatever. Right.
I think Regina is really onto something. If you could maybe write her an email saying like, listen, I'm having this, my friend is hosting my bachelorette party and we're doing a wine tasting. I know that you're in recovery. So I really wanted to invite you, I know that it's also kind of a dangerous, you know, and dangerous is too like strong of a word, but sort of a, what would you say? Tricky, maybe.
I would just say, listen, I know you're recovering. So you and I will do something later on our own.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give her much of an option.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And you're good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No.
Just not even give her the option to say yes or no.
It's the wine thing. I know you're recovering. So you and I will make a plan.
Do you like the idea of doing it over email versus phone or in person?
I think either text or email is better with somebody who's a little loosey-goosey.
And then she might be like, no, I'll be fine. Then it's going to cause it. This is where she's just got to say, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if she pushes.
She has said to me like, oh, I promise I won't drink at anything for your wedding or anything. I won't. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she couldn't even not drink at her own. You know, like, I just don't have much faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? This really,
what's a disease?
It won't happen like this because it never does. But your wedding really should be about the day that you envisioned, and it like there's going to be a lot of drama that you won't necessarily expect because that's just the joy of a wedding. But at least you can work to sort of prevent, you know, the foreseen drama that is headed your way. Mm. And you know what? And if people don't understand the philosophy of like, this truly is our day. This is the day that you are witness to celebrate my public proclaiming of my love and dedication to this other person. If they can't handle that, that really says something, you know. Mm. And mm-hmm. that's just my whole wedding philosophy.
I mean, you're absolutely right, and you know, it's something I can sort of control. There's not a lot of things I can, but this I can control and sort of take the reins and say, you know, this is what it is, and you know, take it or leave it. So
yeah, you know what, but like Regina, like handle it with with delicacy and vagueness. I think mm-hmm. I think being vague is okay in this case.
She knows what it means. Her ass knows what recovering means. She knows she shouldn't be in no winery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen, I think you got this.
Have a great wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. And a great bachelorette
Thank
party.
You.
Yes. Don't like not do anything because of this shit. You know what I'm saying? That, yeah. I pretty much just bailed it out. Don't not do anything because of this shit.
That's the next book.
Oh, yeah.
Don't not do anything because of this shit.
Oh, that double negative.
Volume 3 by Anna Faris.
What it does is like it makes everyone say, does that mean do or don't? It's a double negative. I love it, Anna.
Jen, where are you getting married?
We're getting married in New Jersey at the Rockley.
Congratulations.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
Are you honeymooning?
We're thinking about the Greek islands.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Look, that was a collective, like, oh.
Yeah.
So jealous.
I think I should be your maid of honor. You know, I could come and be in the party. I could come to the, because I drink, but not, I won't be embarrassing. And I've always wanted to go to Greece. Oh, wait.
Well, you are.
Do I get to go to the honeymoon?
You know,
no.
Yes. Jen's going to take her bridesmaids to the Greek islands.
Yes. Oh, well, then yes. Then yeah. Yes, I will be.
I'll be
in the wedding. I will be in the wedding party. Anna and I both.
Yep. And then we're going to mortify you way more than your sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Way more.
Seatbelts fastened, Jen.
Oh, yeah. But Jen, you'll have memories.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Congratulations.
Thank
I'm
you guys so,
so happy
much.
For you. I'm so happy. Please like keep us posted.
Good night.
I absolutely will. Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Good night. Oh, see, he's doing that finger thing again.
Oh, come on.
Now,
we're on the air. Don't do the finger thing now. This isn't XXX rated. You stop it. We all just saw it, too.
Oh, my God. Regina, thank you so much. This is your second time here, but for most people listening, it's your first time, except for a very special few people that have heard the first appearance.
Yes. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have my fan page who heard the first appearance, and the reason I know this is because they had a picture of me and Anna with the lyrics. Of
from which one?
That's why you knew all the words.
They knew. And I said, "How did you know that?" And they said, "I heard your podcast." And I was like, "Ah, you heard me, and Anna,
Regina." Oh my God, thank you so much! And as you put it earlier, not quite this crudely, but I wouldn't mind going and boning my husband.
Yeah, as you should.
Thank you.
Or shouldn't mind, as you should do and shouldn't mind.
I would like to,
and I
wouldn't mind.
Take that girth. Take that.
Oh,
you know, that's
when
in
you
a,
say girth,
that's
though,
in a Puffy song.
Now I'm retreating.
Take that. Don't think about it. You'll be well lubricated.
Do you ever do Kegels in
Regina
midday?
Regina is a lubricant. I stay Kegling.
Can you talk while you Kegel?
I'm talking now and Kegling.
I can't. I'm trying to do it, but it takes a lot of focus.
It takes a lot of focus. You need a yoni egg. You know they've got classes and strength. To strengthen your pelvic floor and to keep it tight.
Doesn't the term
who needs
floor...
it tight? Who wants friction? I say get it in and get it on out. I don't think they need it that tight.
Actually, now that you're talking about it, I'm not sure that I want to go upstairs.
Oh, go on up there. You know what? The quicker you get it done, the better. You know, I say, why wait till 8:20 and be done by 9 when you can go at 8 and be done by 8:40?
Stranger Things or whatever. Mm-hmm.
You get to sleep, you know. Mm. You get to think about your day tomorrow.
Do not want to think.
Grab a snack.
Snacks, yum.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? You get to just keeps you clear for about 48 hours. No poundage.
You mean clear mentally?
No, vaginally. You can probably hold them off for another day.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Next day, do a hand job.
Ugh. I'm horrible at that. I'm so bad at that.
How can you be bad at that?
I don't know.
You just put a little Vaseline on it.
I have short arms that are weak.
Ah, somebody needs push-ups.
Oh, that's why he keeps wanting me to do them.
Do this last pull-up. Wait a minute. Did you do a push-up challenge?
We sure did.
Well, that's the real reason. That's the real reason. Now we know. Use those. Did you do all 22?
I did. It took a while.
Well, then you use what you did, and you do that tomorrow. Tonight, you got to open up.
But doesn't it feel kind of boring? Like, what do you talk about when you're giving a hand job?
If you do it right, it's not.
Can you watch TV while you're doing it?
3 minutes.
Can you watch Real Housewives?
Yes. They don't care what you're watching. They don't care what you're watching.
Really?
No.
I love you. Okay, I'm going to go try to make love.
Okay, follow us on Unqualified on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Watch When the Bow Breaks, and it's in theaters right now. Regina, thank you so much for being here.
I always have a ball. You all are qualified to me.
Aw.
Do we?
The sweetest.
Yes.
Are you sure you're being honest?
Yes.
Did you look at me properly?
Is my nose growing? No, you all are qualified. I love you. You're amazing.
I love you too. Oh,
good night, everyone.
You're the best.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. She's incredible.